Like to call to order a special meeting of the Board of School Trustees, West Lafayette Community School Corporation, Wednesday, April 29th, 7:21, 22 p.m. Sorry we're late tonight. A lot of discussion. First item is approval of the agenda, but I think we are going to revise the agenda by adding an item, so I'd like to move for approval of a revised agenda to add something where Rocky can address the issue of plans that are already in the works and have already been set for the possibility of the swine flu business, a pandemic. So let everybody know that it will not catch us by surprise. So
move to revise the agenda to include addressing the swine flu
under new business.
Issues.
Under new business.
Under new business.
A second.
Okay. All in favor of revising the agenda as indicated? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Agenda is revised and approved. Item B, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees. Did they just get this tonight? This evening?
It was emailed.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That was a difficult one for Helen to put together.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mrs. Roush. Discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. No one has signed up for communication from the audience concerning current agenda items. Unfinished business, I don't think we have any. New business, you want to address the pandemic thing? Just go ahead and take care of that.
Sure. We are, of course, staying in close contact with the DOE and with medical agencies throughout the state. This morning, Tippecanoe County also had a joint-wide meeting of emergency preparedness with agencies, and Dan Walbaum, one of our school resource safety specialists, attended that meeting. And some of the things that we are doing locally, as has been recommended by the Department of Education, we're of course reviewing our emergency plans and making sure that we stay in constant communication with our local health officials. We're going to be emphasizing practicing good personal hygiene, because that's part of it, and ensuring that we are taking care of things in the building with regards to deep cleaning, as we call them, and ensuring that we have plenty of soap, water, etc., and helping our students, reminding our students and our staff to wash their hands with soap and water and to cover themselves in the correct way when they cough or sneeze. We also are looking at alcohol-based hand cleaners, because those are effective, that will help us with that. We're also going to be trying to emphasize to ensure that if you are sick, you need to stay at home. You don't need to be bringing that to school. And so we'll try to be emphasizing that to ensure that. And what's very important in all of this is getting credible information, because there's so much rumor out there, and you know, can you get it by eating pork, etc. And so it's getting credible information, and there is a website that we're a part of, the cdc.gov swine flu, and the Indiana State Department of Health, www.in.gov. So we're looking at those, keeping track of those things through those two websites, and we're going to ensure that we are ready to close down the schools if we need to, so that we can get deep cleaning and ensuring that we have proper precautions through our maintenance departments throughout the morning and evening hours to try to do everything we can to have proper sanitation as we normally do. So just a proactive approach, and I think that we can do it and do it well.
Thank you. Let's move on to the other agenda items now. Review of school budget, state of Indiana finances.
Well, we don't know nothing.
We don't know nothing.
We know nothing.
We don't know nothing. That was a double negative. We have been in contact with our legislators. They're, of course, working in the 11th hour regarding funding formula. We have received some news that there could be some change in the funding formula. We're not sure what that will be. We do know that this is a state issue, and this is a national issue. And if you missed the press this morning on the Indiana Star, IPS riffed over 300 teachers today. And, you know, for the life of me, I can't figure out why we have the situation that we do with our legislators taking over general fund through an unstable revenue source of sales tax. I would think that we could come up with a better way of funding. But this is a statewide issue, and I do believe that it will give us opportunities to do things in the future to help us to take control of our own destiny. Because I think in the next 2 years, we have to be prepared as a school district to take on these challenges and to be able to generate local revenue. And so it's very important that we use the strategic plan that's coming up within 2 months to create some viable options for our school district, short-term and long-term, and that we begin talking about how are we going to sustain revenue. Because we can't go through this every year where parents are having to raise money or we're asking for donations to secure our staff. To me, this is an emergency situation, so we do it now to take care of the emergency. But it's behooves all of us in the school district to be ready to do something in the next couple of years collectively so that we have ongoing local generated revenue so that we don't get into this pinch again. And so some of the things we're going to be talking about, a local tax referendum, we're going to be talking about programming that will bring in revenue, and at the next board meeting, one of those programs will be presented to the board. We're going to be talking about sustainability with long-term fundraising, because I do think long-term fundraising and teacher endowments are a good thing for us to consider. We have lots of alums, and I think we consider doing things like that. I think an untapped source is estate planning. I've already been contacted by two estates of graduates who have passed away who are wanting to donate money to the school district. So I think using the foundation as a basis to help us do that is going to be very helpful to us. But we've got to start being prepared, or start preparing for long-term revenue-generating capabilities. And in the next board meeting, what I'd like to do is really give you some very succinct plans for us moving forward, pending what the results will be out of the strategic plan. Connie, any thoughts from you with regards to what we've heard from our legislators at this point?
Nothing new right now. We're all waiting for tonight. Hopefully we'll know something more tomorrow. But we've heard a lot of different things, but nothing concrete yet.
So that's an update on we're waiting to see, and we've made some adjustments with tonight's recommendations because I do think that we might hear some different information than we've previously received, and we're waiting to hear that.
We are also very well aware that the decisions are going to have to be made quickly, very quickly, to sustain the schools for the long run. So, and that's in reference to moving forward with a referendum. So, reductions in force recommendations.
Yes. Today, Mary Beth and I went to visit our first and second year elementary teachers and asked them to consider waiving the May 1 notification and the April 29th decision that was in the letter, and giving us another week so we could find out what would happen with our funding formula after the state, the budget legislators, if you will, get done with what they're working on, and they've all agreed. So tonight, I'm just going to focus on the junior senior high school with regards to scheduling and what those reductions in force would look like, what they would be. And I'm recommending to the board an approximate decrease of 2.16 teaching positions at the junior senior high school. And again, this is schedule driven. It would be a German German classes reduced by 2 hours. That would be by attrition, so that would not involve a human being. English reduction by 2 hours, therefore I would recommend the non-renewal due to student enrollment budget projections of Trudy Rowe, non-permanent teacher, who is has a two-hour position. A reduction of 1 hour in music, that will be Carol Letcher. She's a semi-permanent, and again, due to student enrollment and budget projections. Art would be a reduction by 2 hours, and that would be Jasmine Degeski. She's a non-permanent teacher, and I'd recommend non-renewal of her non-permanent part-time contract. Vocational, reduction by 2 hours. It would be 2 hours, not the one that's in your exec summary, 2 hours, and that would be my recommendation to reduce and force Steve Florence, who is a permanent teacher, and that would be for 2 hours off of his contract. Science would be a reduction of 3 hours, and that would be by attrition. And again, this is through a schedule that has been developed by the Administration and Guidance Office with the needs that we currently know right now, and that would be approximately 2.16 positions. So I'm recommending to you from the junior senior high school sections those reductions for the 2009-2010 school year.
Do you need a motion to recommend that we reduce, enforce these positions based on scheduling only?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Anderson.
I think it was Kim.
Seconded by Mrs. Springer. Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I do have two other recommendations to bring to you. We do have a resignation at Happy Hollow, and I'm recommending a reduction of force of that position through attrition at Happy Hollow. I believe that's sixth grade. Sixth grade. And then because of a reduction at the high school in the PE department, business PE department, we need to do a reduction of 1 hour of Shane Fry, who is a semi-permanent teacher at a PE teacher, and I'm recommending a 1 hour reduction of his full-time contract, so it'll be a 0.83 contract for 2009-2010 due to the scheduling at the junior senior high school. There's a little bumping going on through the qualifications and certification. So those would be two additional positions that I would recommend your approval upon.
So actually, we only need a motion for the one-hour reduction. Do we need to deal with the attrition?
You need to deal with that position.
That position,
as a reduction of force.
One position in Happy Hollow and 1 hour in PE.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Marley, seconded by Mrs. Roush. Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I am thankful to the Mary Beth and the elementary teachers that are working graciously with us. I know this is a difficult time, and giving us another week to help us make some of these decisions, we deeply appreciate. So thank you, elementary teachers, and hopefully we'll have some better news at the next board meeting than what we currently know now.
Item C, textbook adoption.
Well, it's time to finalize textbooks. Although I've always believed that we should get rid of textbooks. I'm going to give you one of those ideas that she keeps in the box. I know, but here's what a school in Arizona does. I really like this idea if we could figure out how to do it. They give their teachers a semester sabbatical, some of their teachers, and the teachers write their own textbooks for their school district. And then they self-publish them, and then they generate revenue by their own self-published textbooks.
Force.
Just thought I'd throw that idea out. But anyway, trying to finalize.
We don't have money for those sabbaticals.
Arizona is the state that moved to the sales tax funding of the schools.
All right.
Thank you.
But I do like the textbook idea. Textbook idea. I know one school district is making a lot of money out of it. I'd like to present to you the textbook committee's recommendations. I think they are there.
Item C.
Item C on your list, and we'd recommend your approval of those textbooks.
Move approval of this list of textbooks, and they're all social studies.
Yes.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, seconded by Mr. Karpik, that we approve the textbook adoption of the recommendation from the textbook adoption committee for social studies grades K through 12. Any further discussion? Or any initial discussion?
I just wanted to ask, is there a trend now in textbook manufacturers to somehow take the load out of these backpacks in some way? Is there like a CD version that comes with these or anything the kids can use?
Judy has an answer.
Because it's so outdated the way they carry that 950 pounds around with them.
That all of those textbooks have CDs. They also have passwords. They can get onto the internet and pull up the same thing on the internet. And they've also ordered a classroom set.
Mm-hmm.
In the classroom.
For all of them.
And then they'll pick their book home and they can keep it at home and then they need them in the classroom.
You know, when we're talking about cost saving, I guess I have to mention this because we've been talking about that. Because we're going to go pick our textbooks up ourselves, we're going to save about $15,000 in shipping. So, field trip.
I volunteered to drive the truck.
Thank you, Larry.
Further discussion concerning the textbook adoptions. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We're adopting them.
Yeah, and Larry Wood brought that idea from his previous school district, wherever that was.
Item D, fiscal agreement, local education, LEA, Wabash Valley Education Association.
We are the LEA for Wabash Valley, and we every year need to approve the LEA agreement, and so that's at your place for your approval. Just that we will be the LEA, the leading education agent for Wabash Valley. That's one of the things that we do in the co-op with TSC and Lafayette School District.
I think Brad should be the person to move that we accept this.
I will move so.
So move. Thank you, Brad.
Moved by Mr. Marley, seconded by?
Second.
Mrs. Roush. Discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Permission to advertise RPF, our food service contract. This is item E in your packet. Pretty hefty item.
Pretty hefty. Our contract ends with Sodexo June 30th, 2009. There are things that I think that we can still take control of. If we're talking about taking control of our own destiny, one of the things we can do is restructure contracts. And this is one of these ideas, and just to give you an indication of what we're going to try to do locally to try to save positions. Currently, our lunchroom aides, playground aides, are paid out of general fund. What I'm recommending is an RFP where the company that bids on this has to take on those costs. The building principals will still maintain the hiring of those individuals, ensure that we've got the right individuals within place of our schools. It's my recommendation through their recommendations that those that are currently in place doing the lunchroom aides, they would continue on. And the food service programmer or the food service management service company would provide the funding to pay for those lunchroom aides. And so if we can capture that in a new contract, then that's a possibility of saving one position. So that's one of the reasons why this has been redrafted the way it has been. I've sent that down to the Child Nutrition Center downstate. They have to approve it as well. I've yet to hear from them, but I think it is a way to restructure a contract and help us save some precious general fund dollars.
if we can get a contract that will give us the quality and the service and meet the specs of this.
So our motion needs to indicate to allow you to move forward with this.
Yes, what I would need to do is to get your permission to advertise the request for proposal, and then the bid documents would be available, and the bid opening, I think, on there is May 29th at 10 o'clock. And then I would bring to you the bids with the awarding bid, hopefully in June, and if we can capture that, then it will help us financially. I predict it will. I should say I predict it.
Need a motion? We don't have one to advertise the request for this proposal.
I move granting Dr. Killian the permission to advertise our RFP for the food service contract.
And I'll second it.
Moved by Ms. Springer, seconded by Mr. Carpe. Discussion?
Do we have any idea how much that'll save out of general fund if we can move those employees under this contract?
Approximately $45,000.
Good. Real numbers.
Yes, sir.
Is the timing of this time-wise for an RFP realistic? I mean, the month, I mean, do you think that's we're okay there?
Yes, I do. I know that there are several companies watching this. Okay. To submit this, and I've already had a few contacts.
So that's really the only basic substantive change in what we're currently doing.
Right.
So to be able to do that, the company that would propose this would basically have to pay for it out of their current profits.
Yes.
Or how they would basically just take a cut, basically.
Well, they're going to have to do something if they want our business. If they don't want our business, if this doesn't work out, then we'll have to go back to the drawing board. And might even have to consider taking the whole food service on internally.
But we wouldn't be looking at charging substantially bigger fees for the food.
Your schedule in the back shows you that it's our current schedule that we have for lunch.
Right, so they wouldn't be able to basically turn that savings around onto the kids.
Right, they have to follow that schedule. And there is a type A lunch that has to follow the nutrition guidelines of the state, and that's included in that.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor of granting this permission to advertise? Signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Item F, approval of a change order from Berksfield Button Up Work.
Button up? We need buttons.
We've had a couple of additional items that have had to be handled at Berksfield that were due to things that weren't visible until the demolition. This is another exterior issue with the west block wall. Additional grouting is needed. And many of you probably know what an EFIS is. It's the exterior insulation finish system. It's a stucco type finish, and that is needed in order to make sure that this is all stuck together, so to speak. That's an additional $1,080. Presently, we do still have the capacity in our Cumberland project / Berksfield demo project funding to pay for this. So I would recommend your approval of the change order.
Second. Moved by Mr. Marley, seconded by Mr. Anderson, that we approve the change order for Berksfield. Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Approval of fax phone line contract. Connie?
When we changed our telephone system in the central office from a regular telephone analog line to the voice VoIP system, we had to make another change in our fax line, and that's going to be taking it from a T1 line to what they call a copper line. You can get Verizon to do this, or you can get your current provider, which happens to be One Communications for us right now, to do this. The lesser of the pricing was with One Communications if we sign a two-year agreement for that. Thus my request to have approval to sign a contract for 2 years. That will pull together all of our telephone line expirations at the same time with one communication, so we'll be able to make a move at that point to find a better agreement with the phone company. So I request your approval, $25 to install the line, $32.49 per month for 24 months of service.
Move that we approve the fax phone line contract.
Second by Mr. Granat, seconded by Mrs. Roush. Approve the fax line contract. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. I wonder if these phones are under control.
They're working very well, by the way. It is, I can't tell you, to be able to actually hear on the phone.
How nice
it is. It's an amazing thing. And voicemail works.
You transfer calls.
Yes, we can actually, instead of running back and forth.
Tin can, the stream is getting off. Okay, item H, Help Please, Cumberland Happy Hollow School Projects.
This is just an informational list for you. I know we've talked about the Help Please now for about 6 months, it seems like, so I thought you might like to see where the money was going. So the list you have, and this is not an exact to the penny amount, because as invoices are received, there will be shipping charges up or down just a little bit, but we are in the ballpark of spending to the penny the amount of the Help Please.
Okay, and this is informational only, is
yes,
that correct?
It is.
So
yes,
we do not need a motion.
Correct.
Okay.
This is just so you can see what we did.
You've already approved the Help Please.
Yes, right. That's what
all the documentation is about three times.
Okay. So we really hadn't given you a right. list of what we've done. So.
Thank you for the information.
Well,
does anyone have a question here?
Just a question. Uh-huh. The first line item, Cumberland replacement phone system, is that for the entire school?
Yes, it is. The system that's in there now presently did not have capacity to expand, and with the additional rooms and need for additional lines, we had to go with the new system, which will be compatible with what we have here.
Now, I want to emphasize again that if we didn't do this, we wouldn't be able to save a position, because this is not a general fund expenditure. This is a CPF eventual expenditure because of the Help Please.
Connie, was this pretty much the expected allocation of these funds?
Yes, actually, I think we did very well. Initially, some of the costs looked like they were going to be higher, so we were able to do a little bit more with the funds than we'd expected to. So the bottom line is there's a little bit of a contingency in there to cover unexpected shipping charges and things like that. We do have some places we can spend that additional about $2,500 if it does end up being free for us or available for us. We'll spend every penny.
Thank you for the information. Any other questions or comments? Okay, let's move on to items I, J, K, and L. If we can kind of do those in one motion, that would be great.
Well, we have field trips that haven't happened yet.
Except one.
Has one happened?
Where?
The softball.
Oh, April 24th.
Somebody write this down.
There, what your email was?
There, 24th. That's right. Down.
How did that happen?
Last minute. So.
All right. Well, I apologize. Now I have two on my list. Maybe I can have one a year. But I'm recommending that you approve the trip that already happened to Carmel for the West Lafayette Varsity Softball Invitational, and I was proud that they were able to go. Outside state field trip, those that have not happened yet, Florida, the math counts in Florida, May 6th, or returning May 10th, one student, fifth grade classes, Chicago, Illinois, Shedd Aquarium, Tuesday, May 19th, returning on the same day, 44 students to the 18 National Forensic League National Speech and Debate Tournament, Birmingham, Alabama, June 13th, coming back June 27th.
I love stressing the math counts student who is going, you know, to Florida to participate, and the debate team. That's just
both
phenomenal. Phenomenal for our kids.
Yep.
Our small little corporation that is fighting for survival.
Can I mention the name of this
the single math counts?
Yes, that's
student.
Wonderful.
Sure.
The top four students in Indiana. Mm-hmm. Vivian Duke. Way to go, girl.
Yeah. And who is going with Vivian?
The two teachers.
The two teachers.
Are we going?
Mm-hmm. You can go.
We're not going.
Do you need any more help?
You guys didn't go to Carmel last week.
I didn't know about it. I didn't get
to go now.
Somehow I had that in my head in May, so.
Okay. Let's have a motion to approve the field trips that have or have not happened.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mrs. Anderson. Any further silly discussion?
I have a couple questions. What is our volume of field trips this year relative to last year?
I would say we're running very similar. You know, it comes out of mostly transportation fund, so it doesn't have a great impact on our general fund unless we have to get a sub.
Is there anything in our accounting for these? I mean, do we know what these are costing?
What we try to do is every year we look at what it cost the previous year, and then when we build our transportation budget, we make sure that that's a part of those calculations.
What is the cost for field trips?
Connie, do you know off the top of your
head? Per field trip, it really depends on
what's the annual cost for field trips.
I'd have to research it and give it. I will have it for you next meeting. Give you an idea of what we spend annually.
Now, the kids pay for this one, don't they? The Shedd Aquarium.
Some do.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. They pay for some field trips, some that we take care of. It's local.
I do.
The cost of the driver is paid on an hourly basis, and it really depends on whether it's a 2-hour trip or if it's a 10-hour or 15-hour trip. It's real variable, but I'll get you a number before the next meeting on the 6th.
Well, I can recall, you know, taking kids on field trips, and the cost of it was, the kids paid for it.
Yeah, transportation is all that we can earn.
So it came out of their own pocket.
And they do some fundraising, too, to go on these trips.
Have we approved these?
No. We haven't voted.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Acceptance of donations.
Very pleased to recommend your acceptance of the State Farm Insurance $700 for the girls' athletic program. That would be for softball batting cages, which we're deeply appreciative of. And then Dr. Ho, who has been our school physician, he's on a 10-month salary, has donated his entire salary back to the school district in the amount of $3,970. So I'm recommending your approval of these two wonderful donations, and I just can't thank Dr. Ho enough and State Farm enough for giving us these.
I would actually like to read Chester, Dr. Ho's letter. Dear Superintendent Killian and members of the school board of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, I understand that our school corporation has its challenges and has challenges that lie ahead. That is life. How to face those challenges and the many others that life brings to bear is the gift that I was given from the West Lafayette schools. The lessons I learned there have made me into the person that I am today. Those lessons were learned through great people, and then he lists a series of teachers. Those lessons are still being shared with my own children in those same schools with the same spirit and game plan. Great teachers, great lessons, and great parents. I would like to help contribute in a small but meaningful manner to the schools that taught me how to handle life and will do so for my children as well. I will continue to help guide the schools as the West Lafayette school physician as long as you all will have me. But I will do so for no salary. I will donate my salary draw to the school corporation, and I will continue my duties as per our yearly agreement. Thank you all for your efforts to lead our great school corporation, teachers, students, staff, and parents. I am a proud West Sider. Sincerely, Chester Ho, MD. Yes. I need a motion to accept these donations.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by
Second.
Mrs. Rapp. Further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Information to the board. Anybody have any information? Don't forget May 2nd. My house. Bring your checkbook.
And Cumberland's having a big...
Oh, yeah, the Cumberland bash. When is that?
May
17th. And Sonia Marjoram is having... May 5th, having another pace-setter party. You don't have to receive an invitation. You go, just show up, as long as you bring that checkbook. So.
The donations are coming in, and in the coming weeks, we will start keeping a public record, if you will, maybe through a thermometer or something, of how we're doing with our local fundraising efforts.
Personnel report, Rocky?
Recommending that the short personnel report be approved. Is there three of them?
No.
No, three of them.
Move approval of the personnel report.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Rouse, seconded by Mrs. Springer, that we approve the personnel report. Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Accounts payable vouchers.
Recommending we pay our bills.
Let's get a motion on the table, and then... We need a motion.
Move approval to pay our vouchers.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, seconded by Mrs. Springer. Discussion? Fred?
No.
I love your questions. You don't have any little tabs this time.
No, I was fresh out of post-its from the last one, so I'm folding the corners now.
Hey, Brad, how do you like working for a school district that has to project what it may or may not get financially on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month
basis? Yeah, it's like hitting a moving target. That's really frustrating. Dave and I have talked about that because we're from the private sector. And our business owners, they don't have that particular challenge. I mean, they have to project revenue streams, but their underlying assumptions that they can more or less rely upon.
Agreed.
And margins and so forth. And we can't do that. So, yeah. Well, at any rate, I don't have a lot of questions tonight. I had a question about, there's a card services FIA, F-I-A.
What page are you on,
Greg? I'm back on page 23. And I wondered if that was a merchant service provider or who that was. It says promotional expense and then central office telephone. So I don't know if someone's actually using a card.
Yes, we do have that particular one is at the high school. And the person who calls our substitutes has a telephone line that is charged to the credit card on a monthly basis. The other charge on there was for... it was paid out of an art donation that we received, and that was for some students to attend an art event, I believe.
Okay.
And that's not good. Okay.
Is One Communications our long-distance carrier?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That answers that. HM Receivables Company, LL, there's a credit memo.
Can you give me the page?
Yeah, it's page 25 for $419.27. I didn't know what that
was. Right in the middle.
$419.27.
I'm sorry, different page.
Right in the middle.
Thank you. Resource room materials. This would have been an order for supplies for this one of the special ed classrooms. Apparently, there were probably items that were billed that were returned, and then other items were purchased. The credit offset most of the purchase.
Okay. Grass Incorporated, page 35. I saw we had a new turf cat mower, and I didn't know if this was for.
Should not be related to that.
It's probably some landscaping.
I think this
trees
is probably for one of the fields, athletic fields. How much was the amount?
It's $1,164.
next to the bottom.
Yeah. That would have been, there's a variety of different things on, especially the baseball field. If I can get the specifics for you on that, but it would have been something related to the grounds.
Okay.
At Salisbury Complex, based on the account number.
On page 39, there's a couple of other expenses, Bank of New York, Mellon, mm-hmm. up top, and then Standard & Poor's.
Mm-hmm. Those are both related to the sale of the bonds
yes.
for the Happy Hollow project.
And then we pay those out of bond proceeds?
Yes, cost of issuance for the bond.
Okay. I'm all the way back to 49, and it's under, I know it's under Wabash Valley,
mm-hmm.
but it's Bose McKinney Evans, and then it says $275 wireless internet mm-hmm. access.
I did happen to read that invoice. It is a an attorney's review of a contract for them, which is fairly standard procedure for us and for WBEC on many contracts.
Okay. And again, we're just the conduit.
So. Right.
Mm-hmm. So pass through.
Okay. I'll try to ignore that.
That's okay.
Force of habit.
Why were there
LEA? I looked at that one myself, so.
Too bad not all of those pages could be related to general fund, and then you just take off the last 96 pages and it's at one.
What was the MG Trust on page 53?
403B provider.
Okay.
Payroll deduction.
Gotcha. The, David Rosenthal that I see, is that...
That's a garnishment for an employee.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry.
That's okay.
Is United Way tapping
payroll,
us?
Payroll deduction.
Okay.
It's almost
I saw up. The same charge
yeah.
two times in
right.
the month.
5th and the 20th.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Okay.
You're on top of it.
Any further discussion?
So the cash balance that we have, does it generate interest as it's held until we need to spend it?
Yeah, we generate interest.
Is that,
very, very, very low.
Is that listed over
there? No, it's not. I can get you an interest amount. I don't have it. This is just a summary
right.
by fund. Okay. I can get you a revenue breakdown.
I was just curious if that was reported on here on a monthly basis or not, on the revenue.
It gets added into general fund.
Okay.
All of the interest that we receive.
Okay.
A portion of it goes to WBEC because their funds and ours are in the same account,
right.
and we give them a percentage of it based on their fund balances for the month. But right now, we're earning 0.25% on the month. It's awful.
Thank you, Treasury,
for that.
Oh. Yeah, I think we made about $17 last month.
A little more than that, but not right.
That's pitiful.
It is.
That's Fed funds.
Thanks.
Further discussion? All in favor of paying our bills, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. If you'll just look down under board and superintendent reports, don't we want to get moving time for?
Sure.
If anyone has a report to give on your specific area, I do need to, what is the Safe Schools? What's it called? Safe school?
Safe
routes.
Safe routes
to school.
We'd like to have a board member.
Yeah, Karen, would that make sense for you to be on that since you have the Parks and Rec and that kind of thing? Would you be willing to serve on that?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll give your name to Dave Buck, and he'll be in contact with you on their committee meeting.
Thank you, Karen.
And Larry and Lefty and might be someone from Happy Hollow are on it so far.
Okay, I'll just go through the list here. Community Council?
Haven't met, so we don't need to attempt from there.
Discussion?
Yes, we met Thursday, April 16th. Randy Sly from GLASS, Greater Lafayette Association of Special Services. Talked about an early childhood programming. It's a growing need in the community. The service for preschool, kids with special needs included. And we'd be initiating this fall, I think, a pilot program at Cumberland, and pretty excited about that, it's fair to say. Would you say so?
They'll be presenting at the board meeting May 6th to show you the suggestions or the programming ideas.
So if it's successful, it could be a good revenue enhancer.
Yeah.
We also discussed the REF process, the strategic planning budget update, as well as the student registration process for next fall. And that's pretty much it.
Education Foundation?
I think our next meeting is next Thursday, May the 8th. So we'll have, and again, like per what Rocky had said, we'll have, try to put some fundraising or where we are with respect to that for these three parties as well.
GLASS? Nothing new? I mean, pretty well. Discussion covered that. Health, wellness, high ability.
We met on April 6th. Current focus this year is to, well, the state, first of all, has set the goal that school corporations have to designate high ability students by the end of grade 3. So the focus this year has been discussion on what identification components to include in that. And there had been a plan to have this Bertie Kingor. She has a model in place for this. Some of the members of the committee are pretty excited about that and are trained in that and think it's a good method. She was going to come last Monday for K through 12 professional development, and since that was pushed back to a full school day, need to discuss how we will proceed next year with getting her.
Who is she? I mean, what?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Kim, do you know?
I couldn't hear.
Oh, there you are.
I couldn't hear what you said.
What's her name? Bertie?
Bertie Kingor.
Bertie Kingor?
Yeah, what her background is. Oh. She essentially wrote the program that is a model for the state of Indiana, or that it's a model that the high ability group in the state of Indiana would like to see many people using. She has been doing a lot of in-servicing throughout the state. I'm not sure of all of her vita, but it's also very knowledgeable about the nitty-gritty in terms of working with children and parents and teachers. So it's not completely theory, not that all theory is bad, but you need to have theory in the practice.
Right.
And it seems to be a very good
transition. Yeah.
We just have to figure out how to do it.
All right. Thank you.
With the number of days.
Legislative? Anything new other than we've already talked about it?
I've been giving the paper trail.
Give us something concrete.
Tell them how much fun we're having.
Yeah.
Well, I've talked to nearly everyone every day for the past 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm hopeful that we're going to come out of this. They're still, I think they just printed the Senate budget at 6 o'clock, and the House, I'm not sure when their budget got printed, so now they're hashing it out. So I don't know if they'll go into a special session or not. They might for a day.
Yeah. At your place, this is the House budget we received from Sheila Klinker, and we left the copies out on the table. This is the House version, and you can do the comparisons between the three school districts. And looking at our school district, you know, there's some positives, there's some concerns there. I was hoping that we would see a little bit more funding than what is currently being projected, and there's still an ADM decrease per student that when you get done with all the estimates, and I think that's got to change. We gotta, I'm hoping that what we hear from the Senate and the House will be some correctives to all of that from the conversations we've had with our legislators.
Yeah, I guess the biggest worry would be if the governor doesn't think they've cut enough, he's going to veto the bill. So that's the thing I'm holding my breath on. So
yeah,
keep listening.
Right. Negotiations. We're
meeting with our insurance group, ongoing shopping for insurance, or we will be.
Park Board.
The Sagamore West Farmers Market opens next Wednesday for the season.
I have a question about the line. Mm-hmm. And how close it is to school property?
It has to be 200 feet from a building. I've already contacted Bob Reiling about it, and he said, being that it's not 200 feet from a building, it's a matter of a city question and having the proper license.
We have the proper license, and it won't be on school property, and I was given a directive that it has to be in the park, and it will be on parkland, not on school land.
Even better.
Yeah. Question has come up some places, so I think my response had been, I'm sure it's being addressed. So, Neighborhood Coalition?
No, no, okay. Assuming the chairmanship.
Public Relations? I think I missed anything.
David, I had them.
We had a good meeting.
Yeah, we discussed the future of schools and funding.
It's supposed to be a Wednesday and a Friday and a Wednesday.
It was a rainy Friday, and I think the main, Dave, you want to add to it, but I think the main gist is certainly that is our, how it ties into our strategic plan, our funding issues, but also our more of an acute need for too, which has been an ongoing issue of our group, is some of the basic things we're doing, website, for example, website development, which we are going to address at the meeting next week or so after May the 6th to get that process going.
Kathy's going to help with that.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Kathy's going to help.
Instead of you.
Instead of me.
I'll try to show up.
Yes, you gotta show how you know things about computers too.
Go ahead.
David.
I live on the internet.
We had a good discussion, I thought. We talked about creating some prompts for the strategic planning process and priorities. And I think one of the points you made was sort of improving our ability to be transparent to the community. And I think that's a good goal to be thinking about in the strategic planning process. I guess recognizing who our audiences are. I mean, some of this stuff is fundamental when you go through a process of this nature, but we have lots of audiences. And so recognizing those. You've used the expression tonight, Rocky, about controlling our own destiny. And that's, we had a good conversation about that. Maybe that's a theme that needs to be coming out of the strategic planning process and part of our public relations effort and getting people behind that sort of spirit. I may be stretching public relations here, but it's still good stuff. And I think helping orient the strategic planning committee on recognizing some of the public relations issues, because you have a lot of people involved in that process, and so I think that this committee can do that. And you know, we're talking about a lot of specific vehicles that need to be upgraded, but I think some of the broader conceptual stuff needs to be discussed and sort of consensus formed around that.
In our next meeting, we should be prepared to make the random selections for the committee. We received, I think, close to 40 parental requests to be on the committee, and we've got to come up with a random selection process, and I'd recommend at the next board meeting
we finalize that committee and get the invitations out so people can be ready, be prepared to participate.
Do you want to address how, what I'm thinking is as far as selection?
Well, my thought, thought is that we divide it into levels. You have the Cumberland, Happy Hollow, junior, senior high school, and then you divide the names up. If you have a parent that's just with, has a child at one of those levels, their name goes into the hat. If you have a parent that has multiple children at various levels, then I think you put their names in a hat that has less names at that level, so that there's equality of names in each of the pots, so to speak, same quantity, and then a drawing of the names. Dr. Emmerich recommends that we have a committee of approximately 30 to 35 folks, and so I'm thinking 6 to 7 parents. You have community members, you have legislative representation, city representation, Purdue representation, Ivy Tech representation, business representation, school board representation, teacher representation, administration representation, non-parent or non-children, whatever you call that, people that don't have children in school representation.
And there is some crossover, certainly.
Yes, yeah.
So I think all total. I think all total, well, we've got about 90 plus names listed throughout the people that are interested. So we got to pare that down to 30 to 35 folks.
76.
Public Schools Foundation, anything new, Brad?
No.
Community partnership.
Yeah, there was a meeting on April 7th. Police Chief Jason Domkowski presented the plan for the pedestrian traffic control along State Street for the Grand Prix weekend.
Yay.
And as I think it really settled things down a lot, it seemed to.
So it's very clever, yeah.
Yeah.
Corral them in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seemed to really settle them down. There was an interesting focus group discussion around improving the visibility and utilization of the Purdue Visitor Center on Northwestern Avenue. So trying to think through about how to get the word out a little bit more effectively at the Visitor Center. They presented some data on the boiler blast, and I guess there were 1,020 students that participated, which was about equal to last year's level. They did 168 jobs for residents, which was a big increase over last year. And just FYI, the boiler blast runs on about a $4,000 budget. So I think that's pretty impressive that they can accomplish what they do on $4,000. There's an important project coming up called Project Move Out on May 8, 9, and 10, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The students that, you know, throw away items are collected, they're organized, displayed over at the Armory for a giveaway, and this is a really big deal and a great cause. They need volunteers because, as you can imagine, most of the students have left. And so they're looking for volunteers for that activity. And on the Friday, Saturday, it's between 10 and 4, and then they have three different time slots on Sunday.
Is that a new event?
No, I know they held it last year. I don't know how many years
ago. Residence Hall started it, I think, and now they're.
Yeah. So it's really grown into a pretty big deal, and in the current environment, you know, people
need
things. If you want to check into that, you can contact the Boiler Volunteer Network. It's bvn@purdue.edu. Their phone number is 496-2450.
Thank you. City Council Redevelopment, Gotti?
Yeah, we did meet last week, and I have all of my stuff at home. I need to bring it in because I want to show it to you, so I'll bring my report in next week.
Yeah.
Anything else? Communication from the audience, non-agenda items. Have you changed your mind? Kathleen? It's your opportunity. Future meetings, Wednesday, May 6th, regular board meeting here. Wednesday, May 20th, 6 p.m. executive session.
No, that'll be changed to a work session.
Okay.
Nothing on the 21st.
Nothing on the 21st. That's so nice. Move to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Roush, seconded by Mr. Karpik. Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.
Yeah, you want to see.
Oh, we have things to sign.
Sign those.
Well, no. I missed through the ball. It's hard to see because I was on.